On our morning show today from WRCO and WRCE, we switch gears a little bit. We're going to be talking about some movie stuff going on in Richland Center, Center Cinema Twins, and the Starlight 14 Drive-In with some big news. And joining me in the studio today, Brady Joyce, Trent Kleiss, and Santi Madison are all here to talk a little bit about what's going on. First of all, Brady, we'll start with you. We've had you on the air recently talking about some big movies this summer, but you have a big announcement today, don't you?
Yeah, we got some good movies coming up. We're really excited to show Deadpool and Wolverine this Thursday. It's going to be a special showing because I know that they've advertised it coming out this Friday, and we're super excited to show it just a day earlier than that. And we're just kind of trying to get as many people there as we can. We're super excited. We're going to open up both theaters for it. It's just going to be a really good time.
So you get it a day earlier than some, then, in other words.
Yeah, I know some other theaters are doing the same thing that we are, but we're super excited as a kind of smaller theater to have this opportunity to do that.
Yeah, and I think that's something, you know, that a lot of people think about the big cities, but to have, and you guys have been doing that all summer, you know, and basically all year, but you get the first run movies here in Richland Center the very first weekend they're out. That's awesome, isn't it?
Yeah, and we love it. I know the community loves it. We get a lot of people coming out. It's great. I love it.
Trent, why is this one, Deadpool and Wolverine, why is this, why is there a lot of hype around this one?
This has just been building for many years. I know the first X-Men came out in, I think, 2000 or around 2000-ish, and that had Hugh Jackman and Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool. And now in 2024, we have them coming back together on the big screen. You have Hugh Jackman reprising his role as Wolverine. He gets to wear the iconic comic book suit. And you have Deadpool, who, you know, he's had his own one-off movies. One, I think, was 2016, and those have both grossed over $700 million. And this movie's already on track to break so many records. In May, the pre-sales had already broke records for R-rated movies. It had already broke all those records. It's projected to gross $160 million first week at the box office. So it should be a big, big event, and we're excited. We're excited for...
Yeah,
you should bring it in.
Yeah, no doubt about it. So you're a fan then, in other words.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. You know, what's refreshing to see is people your age liking movies, because there for a while, you know, and we went through COVID, everything was, you know, stay at home and stream. But I think it's really kind of come back, hasn't it, Brady, for people going to the show?
Yeah, it's absolutely come back. I know with Inside Out 2, people just came in droves every night that we had it. We were selling out our theater. We had a lot of families come in, and yeah, I know people are super excited to see it both in theater and when it comes out on streaming, but most importantly in the theater.
Despicable Me 4, how's that been doing?
Yeah, Despicable Me 4 has been doing great. We've had a lot of people come in, especially at the drive-in theater, Starlight 14. That's been doing very, very well for us.
Last summer, you know, it was all Oppenheimer and Barbie, or they called it Barbenheimer or something like that, and they combined them. Oh, so what is the movie of the summer of 2024, Trent? Any idea?
Inside Out, I think, was our best movie. Mm-hmm. But Despicable Me, obviously, was another heavy hitter. And then Deadpool Wolverine closes out the summer, I think, on a great note. And that's actually, we're closing our final weekly showing of the Starlight will be Deadpool Wolverine and Inside Out 2. So we have a pretty... good last weekend for it, but that'll be later in August. So, but I think those three movies, honestly, are pretty good. You know, you got some good family movies, and then you got Deadpool Wolverine is just a big classic, or not a classic, but you bring a wide fan group together with that movie.
Yeah, I'm sure of that. So the last projected weekend is the end of August, but I know Tony likes to keep it open. I don't think the outdoor ever closes, does it, officially?
No, never closes. We're always open. I know... The last weekly weekend we have is August 31st, or 30th and 31st, and that'll be Inside Out 2 and Deadpool. And then we have some showings in September, we have a couple in October, and then one in November, one in December as of now. So we're looking forward to those as well, and just kind of keeping it active, keeping people coming in, and we're excited to see just how the year shapes out.
Such a unique business. We're so fortunate to have it here in our community. I know, Brady, you've been pairing some classic movies with the new movies. And how has that been going?
Yeah, I think it's been going very great. I've been loving it because these are some of my favorite movies that we've been showing, like Back to the Future and E.T. and Jaws. I know the community's been loving it. We also have our classic Sundays throughout this summer, and people have been loving that. We have we had the Long Long Trailer with Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz this past week. I know people love that. We have Grease coming up. That one's going to be a pretty big one. And then later on in August, we have the movie Stripes. That is Bill Murray. That one's going to be a pretty big one, too.
Grease, I know that's the musical that's going to be put on at Richland Center High School this year, so people can get fired up, go to the movies on Sunday and see that.
Exactly,
and
yep.
Get ready for the fall. So
study up a little bit.
Study up a little bit.
If you haven't seen it before.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the cool thing about it, because those movies were all made before you guys were born, and kind of introducing them to a new generation, that's pretty cool, isn't it, Trent?
Oh, of course. I never got around to watching like Footloose and Grease, and I got a lot of flack for that from a lot of people. And once I finally got around to watching them, I realized why I was getting so much hate for not seeing them. You know, Grease is one of my, you know, the soundtrack, the movie, it's just a classic now, and I understand the hype behind that. And same with Footloose, the soundtrack, the acting, just all put together. And you know, it's not the flashiest movie, especially for younger generations. We like the big superhero movies or the big action movies, but they are good watches, they're memorable, and I thoroughly enjoyed watching all of these classic movies. And I need to get around to seeing some of them as well. They've opened my eyes to some of the movies we brought in. I've seen bits and pieces while at the theater, and it makes me realize I've missed out on some movies as well. So,
what a cool job you have, isn't that? It's got to be fun to work there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's a blast. The group we have is fun. The outdoors always a good time. Just bringing in, you know, seeing people from all over. We have people from Madison, Viroqua, people from other states coming in, and it's cool to just see everyone come together and enjoy cinema and enjoy some good food and some company, and it's fun. I've been there for 4 years, and I don't regret any of it, so.
How long have you worked there, Brady?
I've worked there for just over a year, so almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. I started December 2022, but I've gotten to meet a lot of people and had just so many great experiences working there.
They even had a wedding there last year, didn't they, at the outdoor?
Yeah, we had a wedding. We showed the movie. We catered the whole thing. Christie's came in with some drinks and some nice baked goods, and it was a good time. They had some RVs come in, and we just hung out with them all, and it was a good time.
Yeah, and they showed, what movie did they show for their wedding? I forget.
The Princess Bride.
The Princess Bride, there you go. Yeah, that's awesome.
It was a good opportunity, and, you know, there's so many different ways you can use the theater. And, you know, we've had the angler fly fishing event, obviously, we had this year, and we've had concerts there in the past. So it's just a venue for a lot of different opportunities.
Thinking outside the box a little bit, you know, we noticed that they've had a little bit of everything, even dance recitals, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, no doubt. Sandy Madison is in the studio with us as well. Good morning, Sandy.
Good morning.
And you just freshly started.
Yesterday.
Yesterday, wow.
So I don't know much.
Well, I beg to
differ.
I just
know a lot of excitement.
Sure.
There's a lot of excitement. These guys are wonderful. And yeah, it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
So what is your title then?
Administrative assistant.
Okay.
Just helping Tony, helping these two, doing whatever they need me to do.
Uh-huh. So movies, have you always been a fan of movies?
Yeah, I have. So, especially, in fact, last week we showed the grandkids, we watched Field of Dreams, and we went to Dyersville on Saturday. So that's one of my favorites.
Field of Dreams. Oh, that's a classic movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Not only a classic baseball movie, but...
I couldn't believe how packed the place was.
Oh, really? Okay.
Still, they had, Ghost Day, and so they were actually out on the field playing. So that movie I like a lot.
Awesome. So that would be in your top five, then?
Yeah, top five.
Uh-huh.
And then the rest are kind of, girly movies, like Cinderella, the original with Roger and Hammerstein movie that used to be on TV every year.
They'd
with Wizard of Oz.
Every year, yes.
Every year, you'd run over and shut that TV off when the witch came out on the Wizard of Oz. And then Mamma Mia. I really like both of those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty Woman.
Pretty Woman.
My top five, I guess.
1990, Pretty Woman.
Yep.
Julia Roberts and Richard Gere.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of them the grandkids aren't old enough to watch yet.
Probably not.
Not that one.
Or as my grandkids would say, a kissy movie, you know, so probably wouldn't like that
right.
one as well.
Yeah.
But great. So you're looking forward to some other things coming up here down the road at the Outdoor and the Center Twins?
Yeah, we're going to have Wallace Cooper and Elliot Night at the Starlight on Saturday. 9:21. Plus, there's going to be a UTV night coming up at the outdoor at 8:17, 8:24. mm-hmm. and 8/17, right? You're going to play Twisters, so that'll be good. At Christmas time, they're planning Santa Claus coming again and doing some work with the pumpkin contest. A lot going on.
They tie in well with a lot of community events, don't they?
In a day, I'm learning a lot that's going on.
Well, Tony's not going to play the game Twister, though.
He might.
Well, he might.
Maybe if he can get you to play it with him.
I'm not going to do that. I'll watch it. The movie Twister, though, it's getting pretty good reviews, isn't it, Brady?
Yeah, everything that I've seen about it has just been raving about it. It has Glenn Powell in it, who I know is up and coming. He's been in a lot of different really big movies. It's not going to be the same as the Twister movie from way back when. This is Twisters, so it's kind of has the same premise, but a little more. There are higher stakes involved, it seems like.
Okay. Yeah, and I heard Bill Pullman, the late Bill Pullman's son, is in this movie. Maybe a cameo or something like that, I heard.
Something like that, yeah. I heard that same thing.
Because he was in the first movie, yep. And then his son is in this one, so that's pretty cool. And I've heard rave reviews. You know, you can always wonder about a sequel, like, oh, okay, maybe it's going to be a little bit cheesy or campy, but I've heard pretty good things. Have you, Trent?
Oh, yeah. I know one of my friends went and saw it this past weekend, and he enjoyed it, and everything I've seen about it has been good, and like Brady said, Glenn Powell is one of the, I'd say, probably premier up-and-coming actors. I mean, he was in Anyone But You, and that movie did pretty well. He was in Top Gun Maverick a few years ago, and he's starting to get his name out there and get a lot bigger roles, which he's proving himself very well, I think, and this is another one that he's adding to his repertoire. So,
you fellows have a trivia question, I understand. Maybe we'll take a break and come back and ask that, but people can win this morning, is that right?
Yeah, so this time we have a Deadpool and Wolverine poster that we'd love to give away for the winner of our trivia.
Is Bo Hendricks is not he's not eligible for this, is he, or not?
I don't know. If he gets it right. If he gets it right, we'd absolutely give it to him.
All right. We'll take a break and come back with that when the morning show continues. We're talking movies in the second part of the morning show today. On the final part of the morning show today, we have trivia, and Brady Joyce is back to give us a trivia question to see if anybody out there in Radioland knows this. So go ahead, Brady.
So Hugh Jackman in Deadpool and Wolverine plays Wolverine, so this is going to be a Hugh Jackman question.
Oh.
All right. Upon meeting Hugh Jackman in 2001, which actress was surprised to learn that Jackman had a poster of her under his desk in elementary school, which he kissed every day?
608-647-4155. Maybe we can help people out too by saying actress, singer.
Yep.
That might help as well. So 608-647-4155, and the winning answer wins. Bo Hendricks will be answering the phone here today. So don't rush, don't crowd. I think it's fairly easy. I remember hearing about it when it first happened. So Brady Joyce and Trent Kleiss, we've not asked you guys about your top five movie picks. Trent, go ahead. What do you think they would be?
I'm a big Star Wars fan, so I put two Star Wars movies up here. But I really like Revenge of the Sith. I don't think it's the best, but for me, I really like that movie. And then Empire Strikes Back is just a classic. You know, it has one of the best, if not the best, you know, twist in all of movies. I wish I could have seen it in theaters, you know, and got the audience reaction when it happened. But growing up watching those movies with my mom and my family and just getting in the Star Wars culture has been a big part of my life. So I had to put those two up there. I also have Interstellar. The movie's great. The soundtrack's great. It brings a lot in and just really makes you think. And they even got like high-level physics research papers out of that movie. So I think that movie has to be up there. And then along with that, Spider-Man No Way Home and The Prestige. Those are, I think, what I'd put in my top five.
Ah, okay. The Prestige.
It's got Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, Scarlett Johansson, Michael Caine. It's a good movie. It's another twist. It's, I can't think of the actor, or the director. He also directs Interstellar. Christopher Nolan. It's a Christopher Nolan movie, so those are always really well done. And it's one of its, I think it's earlier 2000s, but I think 2006. But it's, when I watched it, it blew my mind, so I had to throw it up there.
Awesome. What about you, Brady?
Yeah, my list has a little bit of overlap with Trent's. So I have Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back on there. It's just a classic movie. I just watched Interstellar last night, and it's already made my top five.
Ooh.
Trent's been urging me to watch it just because he loves it so much, but it's absolutely a good movie if anybody wants to see it. I also have The Shawshank Redemption on there.
Ooh.
That's it's just a beautiful movie, and I love it, and I think it's wonderful. La La Land also made it on there. It's a great movie. And then Whiplash would be on my top five as well.
Those are good. You got a little bit of old, a little bit of new on that list.
Yeah. I think it's all really good. I like to watch a lot of movies. I have a couple honorable mentions, like Back to the Future and The Princess Bride, which didn't quite make the top five. But all of these movies, if you put them in front of me, I'll sit down and watch them.
Oh, those are good ones, no doubt about it. Well, let's say congratulations today to Mike Ferguson, who knew the right answer. Again, give us the question and give us the answer, Brady.
Yeah, upon meeting Hugh Jackman in 2001, which actress/singer was surprised to learn that Jackman had a poster of her under his desk in elementary school, which he kissed every day? And that was Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, boy.
John Travolta and Hugh Jackman were filming the movie Swordfish, I believe, in 2001, John Travolta introduced Hugh Jackman to Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, man. Yeah, I remember that poster, too. I didn't kiss it every morning, but I remember I remember it really well. Congratulations to Mike. And what does Mike win, Brady?
Mike wins a Deadpool and Wolverine poster.
Ooh, all right. Sounds good. So he can pick that up here at the radio studios then. So, Sandy, it's kind of fun to see and hear the enthusiasm of these two fellows over here, isn't it?
It sure is. And Tony, too.
And
Tony's
all
excited.
Yeah.
You know, he's got great visions for the place. And, yep. It's awesome.
They love their movies.
They
that's
love
for sure.
their movies. And just the theater and the outdoor itself.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the community.
I was surprised, but I didn't hear any Hallmark movies over here.
No, and I didn't have any either.
Well, maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
No doubt about it. But keep us posted. I know there are a lot of fun events. And if somebody, Sandy, is out there that would like to, maybe they're thinking outside the box, they'd like to rent out the Starlight for something.
Yeah.
They should talk to you?
Yep. They can talk to me.
Great deal.
Yep.
Good deal. Well, congratulations on the new post and one day on the job. So
one day on the job.
And you got thrown on the radio the second day.
Yeah.
All right. Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate you coming in. You bet. Talking about the Starlight 14 and the Center Cinema Twins, unique businesses in Richland Center. Brady Joyce, Trent Kleiss, and Sandy Madison on this portion of the morning show.
Can you believe the next heating season is just a few months away? Hi, this is Amanda from Meyer Oil and LP. With a busy summer season, don't forget to call and get your summer fill. Or if you're considering a new fuel provider, please call and talk with one of our friendly office staff at 608-524-3914. Call today and join the Meyer Oil and LP family.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour.